first thing I should bring up, you don't know anything about the Rescue Rangers, but there is the big rat. There's a, or I don't know if he's a mouse or a rat. His name is Monty. And the only thing in this world he loves is cheese. He's so fucking horny for cheese.
That's kind of like Monty, but with nudes.
Yes. Well, Monty gets so is no. See, the thing about Monty, the I think he was a mouse, was that the stench of cheese would literally waft through the air and pick him up by his nostrils and carry him.
That's like Monty, but with pussy.
Yeah, with pussy. So he smells those pussy fumes, and they like lift him up, and they carry him over to, you know, this or that.
Yeah.
And then it usually winds up it being like a.
It usually ends up being like
It's like a used condom in a garbage can.
A used trash can.
Oh man!
And then he and then he pulls out a knife and fork and goes, and his eyes bug out.
Like a cartoon mouse.
Like a cartoon mouse.
Oh, Chip and Dale. Why did the one of the for some reason they felt shame and they covered their upper body, and one of them had like an Indiana Jones fedora and jacket.
The most shameful article of clothing.
Yeah, the most fedora. Shameful. Well, how did it become so shameful?
Reddit.
Reddit, the drips who wear it, but like,
yeah,
designated.
Right. There's dripping pee out of their little shitty dicks. I hate
that's the thing. Once you're one of those kinds of people, you're just your dick is constantly trickling, and that's why your life is
Hey, that's called trickle down economics, baby.
Trickle down economics. Reagan was constantly pissing his pants. So.
Well, actually, in his later years, he probably was.
Grandma, don't listen to this show.
Grandma, do listen to this show.
Well, what show? Because this is before we start recording. Remember when I kept that facade up? Like, I pretended we weren't recording, and then we were.
On the time when you're trying to... Well, it only works when we have a guest who doesn't know that we do that. But for me, it always... You know what I mean?
I know. Well, I just like catching you off guard.
Oh, well, you're not, you need to do that.
Listen, like a big waft of pussy scent that catches Alan off, I mean, catches Monty off. No, well, maybe you too, I don't know.
I mean, maybe, you know.
I don't know.
That'd work.
Maybe if it was cloaca scent.
Ugh.
Snake girls, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Snake girls be tripping. Is that a... Well, they actually wouldn't because they don't
it's
have
impossible
legs.
For them to trip. They can't fall down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Didn't you trip once?
I don't think so.
I don't see the thing is Monster Musume was such a intense 13 weeks of my life, and now it feels like the demon's been exorcised and pushed out of my body. I just don't talk about it or think about it as much as I used to.
We got it all out of our system, and the manga hasn't updated in a little bit either.
That's true, but I feel like my body's a temp. I'm lying. I've been eating garbage junk food.
My body's a temple, but it's the Lucha Underground temple.
My brain. I've been filling my brain with just garbage. I didn't watch anime practically for 2 months, besides like Osumatsu-san occasionally, but even then, not that much. And I've watched more anime in like the span of a week than I have in months.
Now you've been watching the Marshmallow Guy.
Oh yeah,
the Marshmallow Paul Blart.
The only candy thought, in my opinion, not the other girl. What's her name?
The horny lady that wants to fuck Paul Blart and uses marshmallows to seduce him.
Yes, that's well. Did that happen in Paul Blart? I haven't seen the film.
Not really. No, nobody tries to seduce Paul Blart.
What
in
about
fact, everybody tries to avoid him.
What about the ice cream cone dribblings? That was pretty seductive for me.
Yeah,
it appealed to my.
What if it was marshmallow dribblings? Do you think that's going to happen in the anime?
Of course. Oh man, what if
melted marshmallow?
She gets captured. The office. Thought? I don't know what you would say.
I don't know what she is. Marshmallow Thought.
Yeah, Marshmallow Thought. And he's going to have to... His blood sugar gets low, and he's going to have to lap up some marshmallow goop. A fluffer nutter, if you will.
Yeah.
I bet he loves the fluffer nutter.
Fluffer nutter sounds like something you... Like, that sounds like a euphemism for, like, jacking off.
that's that jarred, like, marshmallow fluff stuff?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's fluffer
nutter. It's peanut butter in that.
Ugh. It's fucked up. So, like... How do they keep the marshmallow like in that sort of semi-liquid state? What did they add to it to do that?
Maybe they reduce the xanthan gum that's used.
Xanthan gum. Xanthan gum sounds like some sort of alien gum from like Mass Effect.
That's
in
every
it.
Single thing you eat.
It is in everything.
Hey, what do you like? Would you rather eat a bucket of xanthan gum or riboflavin?
Maybe riboflavin.
Oh man, I bet riboflavin tastes awesome.
Now, do you remember when you were in middle school? Did they ever tell you? Was there ever like an urban legend that like what the yellow dye number 5 or whatever it is that's in soda makes your dick small.
Oh, well, I used to chug a lot of that, my dick small, but I don't know.
Oh, wasn't there like a thing like that was in Surge or whatever, and Surge made you dick small?
Why was it Surge?
I'll just tell girls I have a Surge dick. I used to say I have a gorilla dick.
Well, see, Russ used to say that back when Pokemon was more popular. He'd say, I have a Lieutenant Surge dick. I use the Thunderstone on it to evolve.
It was pretty good to learn this week that gorillas do have tiny dicks. So now I'm just like, yeah, I've got a gorilla dick.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. It's on my Tinder page. I don't have Tinder. I deleted it after a week.
After being too sad for a week.
It was too depressing.
Oh, you should get on Bumble, the femdom app.
Oh, God, I never got Bumble.
Yeah, you should have got on Bumble.
Killer bees, man. Swarm.
Yeah, Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan. Do you think the Wu-Tang Clan started Swarm?
Bumble or Swarm?
Bumble or Swarm. Bumble what is Swarm? What is Swarm again?
I think Swarm is like Foursquare, but shittier.
Oh.
Or Foursquare, but
except
like
you kill something. Like, you attack it and kill it.
Foursquare is when you check into a place, and if enough people check into a place, then it tells you who there you have to kill.
Flash mob assassinations. It's where you do, like, the Harlem squat. What is that fucking thing
Harlem
again?
Shake. Harlem shake?
The Harlem shake, and
the
then
Harlem
you kill
squat.
Somebody.
What the hell is a Harlem squat?
I feel like that would have been a way cooler trend if people are just, like, meeting up and just squatting.
That's a B-side on one of the Wu-Tang records.
Harlem squat.
I know, it's Staten Island, but whatever.
Oh, god damn.
They go to Harlem, I bet, sometimes.
Maybe eventually, sometime.
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast, and maybe the 455th most popular Wu-Tang podcast on the planet. I am Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. And this week, we have a special guest. Alan, do you want to introduce him?
This is my little brother, Jonathan, a.k.a. Opie. And I should probably explain how he got the nickname Opie. Did I ever tell you this?
No. Russ? Is anything to do with Anthony?
No, not like not the radio show.
Anthony's Fish Bar?
No, I don't know what that is.
Treat.
No, it's actually because either the day that my mom went to the hospital or close around it, on MTV there was the music video for OPP by Naughty by Nature.
Oh.
On, and I just really liked that song. I'm not kidding you, that's how we got the nickname. It wasn't Andy Griffith or anything.
Okay.
My parents were shocked by it, and they're like, you never saw Andy Griffith, why do you call him that?
So if you had been like watching Cousin Skeeter at the time.
Cousin Skeeter wasn't on yet in 1997, but okay.
Shit, really?
I don't think Cousin Skeeter was on until like...
You were watching Kenan and Kel, and you really enjoyed...
Coolio,
yeah. You enjoyed that opening, and then you're like, you are now Keen Kel. That's your new name.
It's Kinko.
You're Keen Kel.
You're Keen Kel.
Kinko's. You're Kinko.
Yeah, Cousin Skeeter was 1998 to 2001.
God damn. I was 4 years old, and I was living that Cousin Skeeter lifestyle. That one episode where they put him on a spit for some reason and put an apple in his mouth, and I was like, that poor fucking puppet.
Russ, anyway. you know that the Cousin Skeeter thing is a remake or like an alternate version of the song Steelo by Missy Elliott?
Excuse me?
It is an alternate version of a Missy Elliott song.
Are you sure not a music video? Is this like an MC Skat Cat situation?
I mean, I don't know particularly, but it's Steelo. Oh no, wait. It's Steelo by the group 702, but Missy Elliott wrote the song and is performing. Okay. They got Missy Elliott to do the Cousin Skeeter
song. So, Opie, any feelings on Cousin Skeeter?
Do you remember Cousin Skeeter?
No,
MC
I was like
Scat Cat.
Under the age of 4. Watched like SpongeBob and like Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life was way older.
Yeah, come
on.
Yeah,
but I still watched it.
I like Rock. Yeah.
What about The Weeknders? How do you feel about The Weeknders?
The Weeknd? You mean that artist?
The Weeknders.
I can't feel my face.
Hey, Tito here. Come on. Time out. We're talking about Tito.
Tito from, you mean Tito from Rocket Power?
Oh, no, from The Weeknders.
I thought you meant Tito from Rocket Power.
No, there's a Tito in both. Come on.
Yeah, we watched Rocket Power.
I hate Rocket Power.
Hey, help the Tweezer find his shoes.
Remember when Ray from Rocket Power got a new wife and Reggie hated her?
Whenever they went, it was in the TV movie and they
TV trilogy. Like, they, and he met up with Tony Hawk at one point.
Now, that wasn't in a TV movie. That was in an episode, just a normal episode.
Didn't he come back for a movie?
Having a TV movie.
You don't remember the TV movies?
Nope. You don't remember the TV movies.
There was one where they went to Hawaii, and there was another one where they went snowboarding. It might have been the same thing. Mm-hmm. But you remember the Tony Hawk one, right?
Maybe.
That one because they just chase him around in like a glowing, it's a glowing like skateboard track fortress.
Oh yeah. I'm just ready. I'm just friggin' ready for that Avenger-style Nicktoons thing they were threatening a couple years ago, because I want to see Hey Arnold finally kill Doug in the ending that we've always waited. That's kind of the natural conclusion.
They were talking about bringing Hey Arnold back. Hey Arnold back.
Hey Arnold is definitely coming back. They're making like 5 or 6 episodes.
Why? Why are they doing 5 or 6?
I don't know. I think they want to lead up to finally
a movie where he finds his parents.
He finds his parents, and it turns out they're Doug and Patty Mayonnaise. Or no, Doug and Skeeter.
Doug and Skeeter. Cousin Skeeter or Doug and Skeeter?
No. Cousin Skeeter and Skeeter. The two Skeeters. The two Nick Skeeters.
Oh man! Now, do you think that's why they had to cancel Cousin Skeeter? Is because Skeeter came inside of him and it ruined the puppet?
Did we make this joke before?
We made the joke that because we thought it was real, is that Cousin Skeeter got slimed on an episode of what was that show? You had to guess what the person's like secret talent was.
Sure, I can't remember.
Whatever it was, that show they got slimed and they ruined the puppet.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Oh, man. Being a 90s kid is rough.
Oh,
rough.
Yeah, being a 90s kid is rough.
Yeah.
Good thing you only had 3 years of Dopey.
Yeah. Didn't have to endure that much of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Hoof. Hoof-paloof.
Quillhead's Talk Shop, personally.
Quillhead's Talk Shop, personally. We're talking just the personal stuff going on in our lives, going on in all of our lives, as in the collective of everybody who listens to the show. Anything?
I guess Opie's our guest. So, like, what was the first Sonic game you played?
The first Sonic game? It was probably one of the games on the Genesis, but the only one that I can really remember playing a lot was Sonic Adventure 2.
Okay. Yeah, we had the Genesis games. Those were the first ones I played.
So you skipped the Charlie Chaplin and you went right for like
the Citizen Kane.
The Citizen Kane. I mean, you know, redefined visual storytelling.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if we didn't really have a Dreamcast. Sergio had the Dreamcast.
Yeah, I guess so. But so I remember playing like Sonic the Hedgehog 1 or 2 or whatever on it.
Sergio, like, did he drink a lot of Surge?
Yeah.
Surge was a big deal back in the
Surge
90s.
Surge was a big deal. See, Opie was named 2000s. After Opie was named after a song by a 90s hip hop band, and our uncle was named after a soda,
a low key Surge energy drink thing that doesn't exist anymore.
Surge does exist.
Surge still exists.
You can buy
it on Amazon.
You can buy it on Amazon. Remember the giant bomb guys drank it.
Well, it comes in and out, right?
Oh, they all have tiny dicks.
What? Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why that's why it's actually so cheap on Amazon now. It's not very cheap, actually. It's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
You have to pay a lot of money to get
very
it.
Very expensive.
Mr. Dink.
Mr. Dink. It only drinks Surge.
He's actually called Mr. Dink because his dick is so tiny. He's got a little tiny dink.
He's got a little gorilla dick, and his mayor wife loves it.
His wife's the mayor?
Yeah, remember?
What?
Yeah, Mr. Dink's wife is the mayor.
What the hell?
Yeah, come on.
I didn't know that.
What is this, amateur hour?
I didn't know that.
Is this amateur hour? He can't talk.
Is it Dice Man's wife?
Dice Man, what do you feel about Ariel monsters?
Dice Man, what do you think about the angry beavers?
Dice Man, I think Invader Zim got canceled too early. Ah, shut up. Garbage anyway.
But Dice Man, don't you remember when Cat Dog found out their mom and dad were a frog and a Bigfoot?
That was a thing?
Yeah, are you
kidding
me?
Yeah, come on.
Man, see, 90s.
It's a frog with a big nose.
Yes.
Wait.
What was their weird Latina?
What if it's like, was it like Mr.
Oh, Big you mean Head? The bird Lola?
That bird Lola. Come, what's up with that?
I don't know. I didn't like her.
Yeah, Lola wasn't good. I didn't like Cat Dog. I didn't like all of them.
I didn't like
assholes.
The Rancid Rabbit. I didn't like...
You didn't like Oslo? Wasn't Oslo the little...
Winslow the little
Winslow.
Mouse man.
Oslo is a city in Norway.
Norway. Good job.
Thank
there
you.
There was Oswald, the show about that octopus.
Oswald, the show about the octopus. That was good.
I know.
Yeah.
It had the voice of Squiggy or Lenny from Laverne and Shirley.
Oswald the octopus. I remember there was a commercial for it that was like the number one person under the sea, and SpongeBob went, "Hey." And then Oswald came out and they were like, "Yeah, Oswald's just as good as SpongeBob." I said, "Fuck you, you eight tentacled backboneless little freak."
Oswald's cool because remember his dog was named Weenie.
He also has a top hat, so I really don't like him.
He's cool.
He's bad. Oswald's cool.
He has a dog that's a hot dog, and it's named Weenie.
And he had a penguin friend named Henry.
He was cut from the same cloth as like a little Bill, which poor little Bill.
Poor little Bill, you've been ruined by this this whole scandal, little Bill.
Yeah,
you
little Bill's getting dragged through the fucking mud.
God damn it.
Poor little Bill. He lived a life free of sin, and look what happened.
God
dragged through the fucking mud, connected to something dark.
Fucking Fat Albert, too.
Fat Albert was up to something.
Fat Albert was up to something. That's why he's hiding in that junkyard the whole time.
there had to be a reason he was
there. There's some dead bodies in that junkyard, that's all I'm
you
saying.
You think he was forming a foot clan like in the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
I think so.
That's why I had canon.
How does the Legal Eagle fit into this?
The Legal Eagle.
That was another Bill Cosby cartoon character.
Why, is it like Harvey Birdman or something?
I think it actually was.
Oh, shoot. Isn't Sam Wilson the Eagle already? No, whatever.
I don't know.
Marvel, we should really start a change jar. And every time we make it an obscure reference to a Marvel comic book character. No, the Eagle's popular. He's in movies now.
I mean, okay.
I played Sonic Lost World. It's weird. I'll get back to you guys on it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. It was co-developed with Nintendo, which means, you know,
it's
Sega was throwing
Italians
them a bone. Yeah. Or horny elves. And Hylians, I guess. They're not elves, but whatever.
Yeah, please.
Please. Sorry, nerds.
How many Linkles are in it?
I only play jock games. Hey, Linkle. Hey, we Linkle out of this.
Everybody wants to fuck Linkle on the internet. I hate it.
Hey, listen.
Bullshit.
Wait, what? Not everybody?
Everybody on the internet wants to fuck Linkle.
On the internet. I don't want to fuck Linkle. Linkle's bullshit.
What? You don't like Linkle?
No.
What? Huh? Whoa. Hey, Tim Allen's here. Whoa.
I don't think so, Tim.
Tim Allen's very confused why you don't like Linkle. Whoa.
Why don't you like Linkle?
It's a bullshit name.
Oh, you just don't like the name.
Yeah.
What if it was Link Girl?
That'd maybe be better.
What about Linkette?
Still play,
what if it was Fallout Girl instead of Fallout Boy?
I mean, I don't care.
But you don't care?
You don't care about Fallout Boy.
No, not really.
Hey, Opie, this isn't a scene. This is a goddamn arms race.
Wait, is that Panic at the Disco?
Fallout Boy? That's Fallout Boy.
Well, whatever.
It's the only song I know by them.
Save Rock and Roll. Glad you guys saved rock and roll.
Hey, protect pop punk.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonic Lost World's really weird. Alan, any Quillhead stuff you want to get into?
I haven't really played any Sonic games because there aren't any new ones.
Not any new good ones.
Anyway. That too.
Hey, the anniversary game's coming any day, though.
Yeah, Crush 40's going to be in it, right?
Yeah, they should be.
Okay, yeah.
So long as they keep that Sonic Boom bullshit out of there.
Don't put the boom in there.
They're going to put it in there. I can feel it.
This is going to be a bunch of just like fucking energy tethers. I hate it.
I just want another classic Sonic game like all the others. Not this boom bullshit. The only thing that it makes my butthole boom because it just makes
it's like
it
a big boom boom in a toilet.
Yeah. King Boom Boom from Sunshine Super Mario. Speaking of a big boom boom. God damn, were there big booms coming off Lucha Underground this week? Hoi polloi. Just a raucous good show this week. We met some new characters, revisited some old. Had a big adventure, honestly.
So the first match was Arjenis and Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, two high flyers again. They're kind of
two
parents
dudes from Mexico City.
Two guys. Phoenix did a little bit of showboating, but not too much to lose him the fight. He crushed Arjenis, and much to our surprise, Katarina came out. the lover of Mil Muertes, and she gave Phoenix's latest prey, or defeat. I think he's more of a sportsman, so his latest competitor, not so much the King Cuerno connection.
Not as horny as King Cuerno.
Not as horny as King Cuerno, of course. Phoenix, Katarina gave Phoenix's former opponent, now, you know, beaten to shit, rival lying on the ground, a good lick in the face. Gave Arjenis a good old lick.
And looked him in the eye the entire time.
Yeah, and gave Phoenix a big old, like, come hither look. And Phoenix just had to, like, get out of there. Because
He was, like, backing out of there, and he's also, like, touching everybody in the audience. Like, are you seeing this? Is this happening?
Is this happening?
Is this a dream? And fucking
Vampiro and Matt Stryker are just...
jerking
barely,
off.
Yeah, barely containing... Like, his 9,000-year-old vampire dick is, like, turning into a bat and trying to fly out of his fucking jeans.
He's drank so much Surge that his dick shriveled up, but it grew back and turned into, like, a bat or something.
Is that what happened to vampire dicks? I'm not sure.
Yeah, think about this. If you live for 9,000 years, just think about how much Surge would be accumulating in your body. Like, how much yellow dye number 5.
Was that why they got rid of Surge, was to combat vampires?
Yeah, no, they actually got rid of it because the vampires just wanted to get rid of it so their dicks would stop shrinking.
Well, they couldn't stop the...
They couldn't stop drinking Surge if it existed.
Yeah. Because our vampires, you know... so are, like, the Chinese hopping vampires just hopping on cans of Surge and lapping it up?
Yeah, actually, if you spill a can of Surge, they have to count all the drops of it.
Oh, shit. Anyway... Chinese vampire jokes. Yeah, they're pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, we re-met up with, was it Son of Havoc versus...
Yeah, Son of Havoc versus Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Mundo, Son of Havoc came out with his beautiful but hateful girlfriend, Ivelisse.
She's so mean.
She's so mean, but she's so good. I don't know. I want her to punch me in the face, but that might just be me.
Yeah, I don't really like Ivelisse.
You don't really like Ivelisse?
I don't like her. She's mean. She's hateful. And
She is hateful. That's the problem.
An evil bigot.
She's better than Son of Havoc's beard.
I hate Son of Havoc and his horny beard.
Yeah, I feel like the beard is an encapsulation of showboating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he's wearing a constant reminder of who he is on his face. I don't like it. Yeah,
you know, I don't like it. It serves no tactical advantage whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't want this. It's beards are really like face engravings, if you think about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. This beard offers no tactical advantage whatsoever. God damn it. So.
It was a long match.
He went for Johnny Mundo's leg, but Son of Havoc just couldn't.
He had Johnny Mundo at the very end there. He had him, and he was just standing on the ropes and then looking at Ivelisse like, see, I'm doing it.
Aren't you glad you're my... Listen, Ivelisse. We haven't made it to the end of the show. Maybe she has a new girlfriend, but hey, contact TRM, you know? I broke up with Sexy Star, and I'm lonely again.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. You could laugh at me. Laugh at me. You're not allowed to laugh at me, Opie.
Oh.
You haven't suffered like we have.
I mean, I did watch Sonic Boom with you guys.
Who here has seen the most Sonic Boom, Alan?
I've seen the most Sonic Boom, so I get to laugh at everybody.
You have to laugh at yourself, though, too.
I mean, it's true.
For what you've suffered. Speaking of suffering, an old friend... Well, I don't... Somebody we respected but feared, hiding in like a, not hiding, but in a confessional booth, talking to the priest saying, there are 3 Judases that I'm going to track down and fucking end. You know, he's going to reclaim his past. That's right. Big Wick.
He's got a big Wick already.
Big John Wick.
Somebody killed his dog.
Yeah. Somebody killed his dog. You know, but anyway, Big Rick, he's here, and he's gonna fucking crush and kill.
He's got an eye patch now, and he lit a cigar.
He
rode a motorcycle.
Like Snake now.
He's big boss now.
Yeah.
Kind of fitting, actually, because the passing of David Bowie, it's almost like a retroactive, honor to the Thin White Duke. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. I really like his big boss angle he's going for now.
Yes. Revenge. The chains of retaliation will be what truly binds us.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's good. And then Russ, the next match.
Oh, this was about as good as it gets. What is it? I can never remember the name. Some scrub named Stevie Allard, or I don't remember what.
Stevie Allard.
It was Stevie...
Randy Newman, something like
Randy
that.
Randy Newman, the salad man.
Yeah.
Randy Newman, the salad man.
Or no, it was Ricky Mandel.
Ricky Mandel.
Yeah, Ricky Mandel steps out. He does his little monsters bit.
It's his little monsters bit.
The push points to a bunch of ladies holding briefcases. This is a Howie Mandel joke.
Anyway. Like this. He puts a glove on his head and inflates it. He talks about Bobby's World.
Yeah, of course. He comes out, he does a little bit of show button, he's not doing good. And then my boy, the hero that we deserve, and the one that we got, the greatest man in the history of professional sports entertainment, that's right, Pentagon Jr.
No, but this is the first time you've seen Pentagon Jr.?
Yeah, and I have to say that he's probably my favorite. He's pretty cool.
How would you describe him?
A big old scary guy with a cool mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a ninja. He combines the power and precision of the martial arts with the high-flying techniques and skills of Lucha Libre.
Yes.
And he's very angry.
Oh, he's so mad.
He's so sadistic. Mad. Sadistic. He could have killed Ricky Mandel. He could have ended the match, but he picked him up. And looked the ref in the eye to let him know, no, I'm not going to let him out this easy. And he's continued to beat him up for like another 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first episode we saw Pentagon Jr. He came into the ring and said, all he want is respect. And you know what? He's gotten twice as much respect as I'd ever expect to give anybody in my entire life.
Now, just like last week with Famous B, he won this match. And he ended it by breaking his opponent's arm. He pushed the ref to the side and just broke this dude's arm.
Mm-hmm. And then proceeded to hail to some dark master. I'm hoping by the end of the first season he's going to be off this master stuff, because I feel like he needs to break away and find his own.
Do you think he's going to kill his master?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't much care for Kratos, the character in video games, but there's one thing I like where he kills anybody that's above him. I feel like that's going to be Pentagon Jr. He's just going to keep climbing the ladder, killing every motherfucker.
I always kind of thought he'd be like the evil wizard that Doctor Strange fights, and his master is like Dormammu.
Oh, yeah.
You know Dormammu?
Yeah, I remember
is
Dormammu.
That head guy?
What?
Is that that weird head? No, that's not.
No, that's no. He's a weird head.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Dormammu looks so much like Mephisto.
Mephisto's the evil demon guy from...
Yeah, who he's the Satan of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
Dormammu's different. I thought he was more goblin-y. I don't know. Most of my Doctor Strange knowledge comes from the Zen pinball table based on him.
Oh, wait. Am I thinking of... No. Okay, yeah, Dormammu's... Yeah,
Dormammu's right. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah, Dormammu. Well,
are you a Dormammu? You're kind of a mom.
Yeah, I am kind of a Dormammu.
Yeah, you're.
But who's Dormammu's his disciple or whatever?
It's not like Doc. It's not Doc Savage. What is it?
Was it Nicholas Scratch?
What is Doctor Strange's main rival?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What is it? What is it? He has a bet. He's a bet. Mordo.
Oh, Baron Mordo.
Baron Mordo. Yeah, I Baron forgot. Mordo. I had to Google that. I'm sorry, everybody. I do not know Doctor Strange's enemy off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's Baron Mordo. Mm-hmm. So I guess that makes sense.
He has an axe right now.
What?
Doctor Strange has an axe.
Why?
Because it looks pretty cool.
I mean, it sounds cool.
We should start carrying axes around.
We should start carrying axes. Do you think Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be carrying around an axe?
No, he's going to be like, I have an analytical brain. I swear it's just going to be a Sherlock shtick.
Let me go to my mind palace.
I can look at a cell phone.
I'm going to go to my mind palace, but it's an actual palace.
It's just like, cell phone.
It's like, hey, what if Sherlock Holmes had a cell phone?
I hate it.
What if instead of a 7% solution of cocaine, he vaped?
Vape lock Holmes.
What if the Reichenbach Falls was? What if that waterfall was actually a vape shop, and he pushed and Moriarty pushed him over in a vape shop.
There was a giant giant novelty vape cig as the sign. And on the side, and he just pushed him off the vape, and he got burnt by the vapor coming off this giant novelty vape.
He pushed Moriarty into melted a giant him. Vape.
And then he drowned, like,
in, the, he drowned in the e-juice.
Oh, man. So good. So good. What else?
I guess Sam can like Dormammu. And I guess that makes Lenore Baron Mordo?
I mean, think about it. You know.
I guess she's Baron Mordo.
What would that make me? Would I be the Herman Blob?
No, you mean Glob Herman?
Glob Herman. Oh, it's not Herman Blob. I don't know.
No, it's Glob Herman. You mean Glob Herman, Glob the X-Men Herman. Character whose body is made of bioparaffin wax.
Yes.
Yes. And you can see his guts and bones.
I feel like I'd be somebody lame.
I think feel like you'd be Beak.
Fuck you.
What about Maggot?
Ugh. What is the name of the...
What about Ernst? That's a girl, but...
I think you're just making up characters.
No, Ernst is cool. She's an X-Man, but her power is that she's really strong, and she just looks like
an
old lady.
What's that one DC character who's like the bug guy who's got stuck in time?
Oh, you mean Booster Gold?
No, not Booster Gold. He's like a bug guy. Oh my god.
Bug Booster guy? Gold sounds like a stand from JoJo's.
Booster Gold does kind of sound like that.
Yeah, Ambush Bug.
Oh, you are Ambush Bug.
I am kind of Ambush Bug.
You are kind of Ambush Bug. Like, a lot.
Oh, boy. Opie, how do you feel about Ambush Bug?
I don't know what it is. Never heard of it.
How do you feel about Gentleman Ghost?
Ghost?
Gentleman Ghost.
Gentleman Ghost. Is that a superhero, or is that just some bullshit that you
know? No, he's a guy that, yeah.
Is that a Vertigo thing?
No. Gentleman Ghost is a Batman villain. Look at Ambush Bug.
What about man. Timekeeper? What is his name again?
Timekeeper? I mean Clock King.
Clock King, yeah, sorry. Timekeeper.
Timekeeper is a comedy
fan. What are very these different.
You're saying?
Ambush Bug's real name is Erwin Schwab.
That sounds like me, Russ Walsh. Erwin Schwab.
Schwab.
Speaking of Erwin Schwab.
Hey, that kind of sounds like an Irish name.
Speaking of ambushes, hey, that's a good segue. We met a new wrestler. A champion in the world of AAA Lucha Libre, named Alberto De Patron, Alberto El Patron.
Okay,
Alberto the Patron,
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Came in. He was getting the crowd revved up, and it was not showboating. This was a guy getting.
He was
the
just so happy. He loved being there.
There was something electric about his presence that we all just... Oh, we like this guy.
He's cool.
He knows the ins and outs of the business. He's the best there is if you need someone like him. He was just a cool, smart guy that we loved, and then he got ambushed and the shit beat out of him by some guy we don't know or recognize.
But he had a rope.
He had a rope. It was Tejano. He just showed up and beat him with a rope.
It was cool. It's kind of funny because Opie was watching the show and he didn't have any clue who these characters we had been watching for multiple weeks now. And then these two new characters we didn't recognize at all came on. So we all shared in this collective, holy shit, what is going on moment. We were all confused. Well, I'm usually confused.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Usually. Hey, listen, I'm not a perfect man.
No, far from it, in fact.
Far from it. I'm a very sad man, but you know what? Inner Knight, take my hand. We'll often never land. I said sad man, Sandman. Anyway, behind Blue Eyes.
Hold on. Monty just breaking alert. News alert. Monty just posted a picture on. Monty's been trying to pitch this conspiracy theory to me for years now. That Taco Bell used to have larger cheese shreds than it does now. Monty said he doesn't like Taco Bell anymore because he said that the shredded cheese used to be bigger than it is now.
Oh my god.
And Monty posted,
why would that matter? Because if that were true, maybe they would just put more cheese on it.
I don't know why it matters.
Pay the 25 cents to get an extra squirt of nacho cheese on it.
No, that's not. That's not it. That's not. He's talking about the shredded cheese.
I know, but just get a squirt of the fucking nacho cheese.
He's not even saying. He's not even saying that they put more on it. He's saying that the pieces of cheese used to be bigger, and he posted a picture on Twitter that says proof. It says proof that Taco Bell used to have larger cheese shreds a few years ago.
I'm gonna powerbomb Monty through a taco.
A few years ago, and somebody spelled out "high haters" with cheese.
That would actually be extremely good. That would be a great gimmick to put somebody in a giant taco shell and then crunch them in the taco shell.
That'd be pretty good.
Like a big sloppy taco.
And what if that happened on Lucha Underground? Somebody like got slammed into a taco shell and then somebody jumped off of a rope and like elbow dropped them and crunched it on them.
Would it be more offensive on Lucha Underground or the WWE?
It'd be less offensive on Lucha Underground because they'd be in on it. But if they had a Mexican wrestler on the WWE... Then it'd be offensive.
Yeah, El Mariachi Loco would be the one in the taco.
Yeah, probably.
It would be Sexy Star, and then Sexy Star would get covered in sour cream. I'd be like, A+. I'm sorry. I'm a creep. I'm sorry. I ruined
that
everything.
That was bad. I hate this.
Anyway, come on. I'm a sour cream boy. Cream is sour.
Why is it creep sour?
I'm a sour creep.
Sour creep boy.
I'm a sour creep. That's my sour new creep. Title.
I hate it.
The sour cream creep. Just a giant tub of sour cream, and I poke my head out and I go, "Hey there." There's a little bit of chicken and a little bit of lettuce in this old sour cream tub. Gotta use different utensils when you're putting the sour cream in. Yeah, cha cha.
There's a couple of like some little nuts and little tortilla chip bits. I don't know why you guys are just dipping tortilla chips.
Put it on the plate
cream.
First. Put it on the plate. You don't gotta go spoon to, you know. Anyway, goodbye. And then I dip down right back in the tub. I'm like Oscar the Grouch, but I'm constantly covered in sour cream.
You think Oscar the Grouch, like, he's always in that trash can, but we never, like, he didn't ever seem dirty or anything. Like, do you ever think he just, like, popped out of, like, the trash can to, like, get covered in, like, a soda that somebody threw in there or, like, some baby diapers or anything like that?
Or he used condom and he went, yummy, yummy, like Monty earlier.
Wasn't there, like, a trash city inside of his trash can?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. In, Elmo's Adventures in
Trash World.
Grouchland.
Oh, yeah, he gets sucked into the trash can, doesn't he?
He meets the other Grouches and they steal his rubber duck? I don't know.
He gets sucked down there because Elmo got...
Muppets are fucking stupid. Who gives a shit?
Elmo got picked up by the nose by the scent of a used condom. It got sucked down to the trash can.
I mean, if you think about it, the Muppets already don't... Nobody needs protections to the Muppet universe because, like, anybody who associates with the stupid puppets isn't getting laid.
Now, Russ, I have a little movie called Meet the Feebles that you want to check out.
Well, okay, that's different. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, speaking of Meet the Feebles, do you know who we should meet for a minute this week?
Please don't compare Robin to Meet the Feebles. Come on, that's not fair.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Well, maybe we should compare her to like another, like a talking cat.
Maybe. Wasn't the cat named Duffy in that?
The cat was named Duffy, but its real name was, what was its real name? Squeaky.
Squeaky.
Special guest appearance by Squeaky the cat.
And they had to go find that magic rock in the woods or whatever the fuck.
No, it was a magic collar.
Magic collar.
Imbued with magic. They all knew it existed, by the way.
Remember, those fucking cheese balls.
They love those cheese balls. Those cheese balls were a big deal. That moment when the dude's swimming in the swimming pool and the guy's like, "Yeah, I'll teach ya."
There was so much weird gay subtext in that movie.
It was very good gay subtext.
Oh man, I can't believe I missed it.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll have to watch one of the other movies, like a Halloween puppy.
Hey, we got ourselves a Robin Minute here. It's our most popular segment. Opie loved the segment so much, but he couldn't believe that such a character existed.
He thought it was made up.
Then guess what happened?
I was wrong.
You were wrong. It's okay. You can say it again.
Oh, I was wrong.
He was wrong. He was so
Robin's real.
Robin's real. And we're trying to make this minute as real as possible because it's huge, it's popular, and people love it. Okay? Starting at 3, 2, 1, it's the Robin Minute. Okay. On Twitter, Robin said she liked Star Wars episode two the most.
Oh, really? Because I saw that and it was.
It's not that good.
No.
No. Clone Troopers are good. I like Clone Troopers. I think Battle Droids are even cool designs. If you
Mace Windu's coming.
He killed Jango. I just remember being a little boy who wanted to be a big boy.
Okay.
And I remember watching Jango get decapitated and being like, that's it.
Now, what about General Grievous?
I remember liking General Grievous whenever I was a kid, but I haven't watched episode.
I think General Grievous is the coolest part.
I wish that he had used his name that he brought up for Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, which was Darth Icky. You've never heard this before?
No.
He pitched a bunch of fake Sith names on Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, and oh, that's the end of the Robin minute, so we're never going to hear the end of it. Star Wars.
Yeah, I guess we're not going to hear about Darth Icky.
We're never going to learn about Darth Icky. Anyway, so what's up? Domino's Ghost.
Opie and I, we had CC's earlier this week. Yeah, Opie, you ate kind of a Darth Icky of pizza.
Right? Yeah. So
are you guys just going to try to get this Darth Icky knowledge out of me? I can finish it.
Yeah, just tell us what it is.
Okay. On The Force Unleashed 2, they wanted to introduce a new bad guy, or maybe it was just... it was Force Unleashed 1 before they called him Starkiller. They had come up with some fake names. And one of the two that George Lucas pitched, unironically, was Darth Insanius and Darth Icky.
Nice. Darth Insanius sounds like somebody's deviant art, like fucking OC.
Yeah, hey, don't make fun of my OC, Darth Insanius.
Darth Insanius.
And Darth Icky sounds like something that maybe Monty would call himself.
I'm Darth Icky.
Oh man, why do we're always putting Monty on blast. How about maybe we should at least once per episode say something nice about Monty.
He's pretty good at Call of Duty.
Is he?
Yeah, I've been playing Call of Duty with Monty.
Okay, that's the one thing I can't think.
I have a lot of fun playing Call of Duty with Monty. Monty, let's go play some Call of Duty.
His long hair was okay.
His hair's cool.
Yeah, his hair's cool. Good job. You have anything nice to say about Monty?
Ovi?
What do you think of him and his cum obsession?
I don't think anything of it. I try not to. I appreciate his concern for Taco Bell.
he's obsessed with the truth. He's a man dedicated to himself.
We can't dedicate any more time to Monty or else Robin's going to be pissed.
That's true.
And that was only like 30 seconds.
Maybe. We'll just have to talk about Ravi for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, let's get into the CC's Pizza chat. CC's Pizza, any good?
Yeah, it was good. It was the same things we got last time. We got a Supreme, the original chicken. Was that what
you consider
called?
This?
I guess it has like chicken and mushrooms on it.
Opie really likes that one. Just trying something new out.
No, we got the same things we got last time. Opie really likes the chicken one. I didn't really care for it too much. It's a little bit too bland for me.
Yeah.
And what kind of is it? A marinara sauce or is it?
No, it's a white sauce.
It's white sauce, chicken, mushrooms. I think that's it, right?
I think so. I don't. If there is something else on it.
Now, the thing is that Opie dropped his plate of pizza.
I had a plate of pizza. I forget what I was doing.
You put it on the counter.
I put it on the counter, but I like put it on a lunchbox because I'm stupid. And it was like one of the. It was like made out of like a
soft material.
A soft material. So then it was slanted. And then my plate just completely flipped upside down on the floor. And it was just a full plate, and I was just so pissed. I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to eat this dirty pizza.
So we ate a dirty floor pizza.
I ate dirty floor pizza.
Did you feel dirty?
Not really.
Now, what if a beautiful woman slammed it on the ground and then made you eat it?
I would have eaten it anyway.
Because I did. No matter what he did.
Yeah,
would it have been good? Would it have been, would you have been like, yeah, this is better?
It probably would have been better.
Now I'm going to pose the same question at your brother.
Yeah, it definitely would have been better. That would have been cool.
That would have been good. Is there an awkward tension in that room right now?
No, I mean, not any more than it usually was. But anyway, so we got...
Anyway.
So we got the... He likes the chicken pizza. I just mostly stuck to the Supreme.
Yeah.
And the meat lovers.
Like one piece of pepperoni.
I don't fuck with pepperoni. I never just fuck with plain pepperoni. It's weak shit.
You want more variety, you want more power, you want more flavor.
Yeah, no, the dessert pizza. I like that dessert pizza.
The dessert pizza is good.
And is it like a fruity one again?
Yeah, it's apples. It's an apple base with some like...
It's like an apple pie.
You guys talk that shit up so big, and I'm like, damn.
It's good shit. It's got like a cinnamon kind of crust.
Yeah.
It's got like a... Kind of like a icing on it, kind of like a toaster strudel would have.
I like a cinnamon crunch.
It's got some like a streusel or little crumbly bits on top of it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and the cheese bread. The cheese bread. The
cheese
the
bread's great.
Yeah, I love the cheese bread.
Is it baked in cheese or is it like on the top or?
I think it's just on the top. It's
do you
like
dip
real
it?
Puffy,
is
though.
There any dippins?
I mean, you could.
But... Yeah, you could, but I never do.
No, we never do. It's just really good. It's buttery and if it, you know, when it's hot and even when it's cold, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's just very. It's just very, I don't know. It's just probably the best thing they got there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that cheese bread. The cheese bread goes by quick if it's on the buffet. Mm-hmm. People love the cheese bread.
People love the cheese bread.
Yeah. So what'd you eat, Russ?
God, I have been off the pizza wagon for a while. Oh, there's something I promised on Twitter. I sat down one day this week and individually ate every single new Crunchwrap slider.
Oh, you did?
Oh, we ate some of those the other day. Oh, I guess we should mention that yesterday, me and Alan had Taco Bell, and Alan did eat a Mexican pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've reviewed that on the show before.
Yeah, that's a staple on the show. I don't much care for it. Alan likes it. I don't think they're bad.
Monty liked it.
Yeah, they're okay, I guess.
I like them.
I don't really get them, though.
Yeah, like, when you go to Taco Bell, you get, like, a weird burrito with a crazy sauce. Or a Crunchwrap slider, which I had all four of.
I've only had one of them, I think.
Yeah,
or the
two
of them.
The
beefy, sriracha chicken.
I had the beefy nacho.
I had that one, too.
Or the beefy cheddar.
The sriracha chicken basically tastes like chicken with hot sauce with some chips.
Pretty much.
It's kind of generic, but if that's what you want, like, it's fine.
Not the big fan.
Then they had the beefy nacho and the spicy beefy nacho, and they both tasted the same.
I was afraid of that, so I've only ever had the normal beefy nacho.
It's literally, they taste like the same. They even taste like same spice level. I wonder if they screwed up my order and just put two of the same.
Maybe.
Or else to me, and I had to put fire sauce in both because they were pretty bland as each.
No, you put sauces on things. I never put sauce on anything.
You never do the...
Saucy boys like you.
You know me, I'm a pretty saucy boy.
Put sauce on my nachos sometime.
Yeah, I have a baggie. I have a quart size baggie full of fire sauce that I keep in my cabinet. My mom saw it once and made fun of me about it, so...
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks, Mom.
Your mom sounds cool. What's her at?
I will not tell... If my mom had an at, I would not tell you. Because you would try to expose her momming secrets, which she hides close to her heart.
I need to know the mom techniques.
And then I had a BLT... The BLT one.
I was interested in that
one. Which was mostly, there wasn't a lot of the tea. It was mostly bacon and lettuce and then I think some avocado ranch.
Okay.
And not a lot of, the problem with it, there was none of the tea. It was kind of like, okay, where's the little cut up tomato?
Well, that sounds like something I would like because I hate tomatoes.
Oh, Opie hates tomatoes.
I like chopped tomato. I do not like sliced tomato.
I don't like any tomato. I do like ketchup though.
Well, that's because it's not even tomato. It's just ketchup.
Ketchup sucks.
Ketchup be good, yeah.
I don't like ketchup.
Oh, man.
It's just too... I don't like put ketchup on my fries. It's okay if it's on a burger with something else.
Yeah.
Like with mustard.
Or so
I put it on
all
a
I can really say about the Crunchwrap sliders, I didn't really like any of them that much.
Frito one's good, but it's just kind of...
They're so cheap. And they're definitely not a worthy replacement to the steak and potato boss wrap.
Those were good.
Those were hella. I was terrified to discover it might be my favorite menu item in Taco Bell history. Like, I just.
Those were the boss. You fell in love with the legend, huh?
Yeah, I fell in love with the legend. The boss wrap. The big boss wrap. God, what if there was a cross promotion between Taco Bell? That would have been good.
Well, there's a sandwich of, like, KFC in, like, South Korea called Big Boss.
Shit, really?
Or something. I think it's something like
the
that.
The Diamond Dog?
No, not that, but...
Oh, my God.
There's something called, like, a big boss in, like, Korea. Oh, well.
The Legendary Soldier.
Yeah. So, what's a Sam's Choice Thin Crust?
I put it on there because it's the only pizza I've eaten in 2 weeks. It's the Walmart brand frozen thin crust pizza. It's a frozen pizza.
Is it any good?
I think the DiGiorno's Pizzeria stuff is better, but this is fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound it just pepperoni and sausage, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't much. I can't say. It had crackery crust, but it wasn't terrible. It was just it was okay.
Oh well.
Wish there was something more exciting. I don't know.
Well, I've got some exciting news for you, Russ.
Oh, Faison, thank you.
Okay, uh-oh. Papa John's is in hot water over a Stalin pizza.
A Stalin pizza?
The Russian branch of Papa John's is under fire due to the special offer promoting the World of Tanks video game. Customers were asked to name the person a World War II era Soviet tank was named after. Spoiler, the answer was Joseph Stalin. To those who want a free pizza have to guess the name of the person and the tank and put it in a special box in the order of form on Papa John's website. So they had to type in Joseph Stalin on their website to get this free pizza.
Right.
Yeah. So and people were very mad about it because not everybody there likes Stalin.
No.
So they got in trouble.
People like Go and they don't like Stalin. Anyway, he killed people, thousands.
Russ, listen. If there's anything I've learned from Twitter.com, it's that communism is actually good.
Communism is actually very cool and very awesome because the font is very fun. And Karl Marx was in the new Assassin's Creed.
He wasn't the new Assassin's Creed. It was very cool.
Listen, he's one of those characters that got reinterpreted and made better by a video game. Pac-Man, Karl Marx,
Charles Darwin's there. Yeah.
Captain Rainbow. Yeah.
Charles Darwin helped me, like, was trying to get me to blow up, like, a lean factory. He's like, hey, get rid of this cough syrup.
He was like, H2O lean, same thing.
Yeah. God, I can't believe that the I can't believe that Darwin was voiced by Future. In the game,
they were looking towards the future. Think about it.
Yeah, God,
yeah,
yeah. He just walked up and he's like, "Yeah, dirty sprite, Spike Lee." Yeah, whatever.
Wait, do the right thing.
No, that's a line from Thought It Was a Drown.
Oh,
Gucci flip flops. I've got. Speaking of Gucci flip flops, I've got some cool.
Oh,
shoe
I wanted to bring something up real quick.
What's up?
Where do you feel this ties into the conspiracy to kill you?
You mean the Stalin thing, or
yeah? Aren't you a bit of a Trotskyist?
Oh yeah, that is weird. That is weird. One time I did look outside my window and Papa John's was up there with an ice pick.
Oh no!
So that's another thing that's happened.
Oh wait, are you a Russian royalist? Did you believe in the monarchy of Russia?
Yeah, that's
Tsar Nicholas.
No, what's weird though is they actually stabbed me a bunch of times and poisoned me and wrapped me up in a rug and threw me in the river.
Yeah, pizza dough. Wrapped you up in a pizza dough and threw you in the river.
Yeah, Papa John wrapped me up in that and threw me in the river. And then he lit me on fire, but my body still stood up. What I'm saying is I'm Rasputin.
Yeah. See, that's a funny thing. People used to get us mixed up. Ilerch used to get us mixed up because back in high school I was known as Rasputin because I was always.
That's true.
I guess it was less that I was known as Russ Putin, but there was a common sense that was Russ Putin. Oi, yeah. Boy, oi, polloi. Everybody talked like that. What else? What's been happening?
I like this article.
Vans is making taco and pizza printed sneakers.
Hey, I just want to say real quick, Opie, in the world of broadcasting, we usually say the news stories before we say it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Listen, I'm a bit of a journalist. That's kind of my major. I'm a multimedia journalist and a bit of a storyteller. You know, I made a TV show. I'm published. I had a short story published. Ugh. And
I hate this.
Woo!
No, don't do it. Opie, tell him not to do that.
I don't think I can take you seriously, Russ, considering that you fucked a book with a hot dog and put it on video.
No, that's an art project. I call that Brave.
Off the Pixar movie Brave?
I don't think that's how that movie worked.
Oh, yeah, she fucks a book with an arrow.
That's pretty hot.
She shoots an arrow into a book.
I heard that movie was disappointing, but now I'm kind of into it.
Okay, what if you shot arrows from a bow? What if you shot hot dogs from a bow and arrow?
And you plopped it right in my mouth.
Yeah, like what if somebody shot arrows or hot dogs into your mouth?
It would be like William Tell.
No, you shoot an apple off your head with a hot dog.
Well, it's like a Friday evening for me.
Shooting an apple with a hot dog sounds like a euphemism for sex.
No, it's a Friday night for me. I just fuck the. I just find objects to fuck hot dogs with.
Russ just
except instead of a hot dog, it's like a pigs in a blanket because Russ has a surge dick. So
yeah, it's true. I've got a gorilla dick, baby. Woo! Anyway,
why are you wooing about that? That's a bad thing.
No, well, they don't know.
Oh, well, we know.
Yeah, but nobody listens to this fucking podcast.
Fuck you. Pizza shoes. Vans is making pizza shoes. Now, Opie, you're a big skater boy, right? You like them skater shoes?
I just wear Vans.
When you see the letter A and T next to each other, you could be like, that could easily be replaced with the number 8. That's kind of your thing.
Not really.
No, I'm pretty sure it's your thing.
Let me give you a little tip here, Opie. And there's a little thing we call an improv. A little thing in improv we call yes anding.
Yes, ending.
Yeah, so when somebody says something, you don't just stop them. You go yes and then you
go yes ending.
Yes ending. Now, Russ, let's do a little improv. I think it's for time for another episode of Improv Bros.
Hey, it's the Improv Bros, everybody.
Let's take a suggestion from the audience.
Froobs. Froob guy. I'm going to spank you with a hot dog.
Oh, it's not Friday night, Russ. It's Saturday.
I'm just whipping him in the butt.
It beats the Marlin nose.
There's a Marlin and it's taking him away.
Oh, it skewered one of the hot dogs in its nose too.
Oh boy, I just caught it and now I'm roasting Froob Guy and the shark and the hot dog over a spit.
Oh, it's like a turducken, but
a Froobducken.
Froobducken. So the shoes are pretty
Froob
cool.
Froob sword dog. What?
Froob and scissors?
Here, Opie, take a bite of this delicious Froob dog.
Yes, anding.
Yes, anding! And it was good. And scene. Improv Bros sucks. We should cancel that podcast.
Whatever. Hey, you know what? We shouldn't cancel, though.
The pizza shoes, right?
No, the pizza shoes are whatever. I'm all about Pizza Bear.
Pizza Bear?
Do you remember
Pizza Bear?
Sounds
like a real pizza shit.
I think we talked about Pizza Bear on another episode. Pizza Bear broke into a Colorado pizzeria.
Ooh.
And he has a new home now.
Is there pizzeria? Pizza
there? What? No, they built him a new home.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you don't remember...
Is this this fucking thing that kids keep talking about on Steam?
What?
You know, it's the scare-em-up thing.
Kids talk on Steam?
The Freddy Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh yeah, that's a pizza bear. I guess that he's a pizza bear.
Is he scary? Is this pizza bear scary? I don't want to get.
He looks kind of cute. They built him a little a house made of like trees and stuff.
Nobody's ever done that for me.
Yeah, the bear broke into Louie's Pizza in Colorado Springs.
Poor Louie.
Poor Louie.
Well, as we've learned about independent pizza chains recently, they're all fucking they're either ISIS or the mob. So.
Yeah, they're either ISIS or the mob or some sort of weird like child slavery thing in like a church like dojo basement. Remember the karate pizza? The karate pizza dojo that like got busted by like the FBI.
You think they would be like have a gimmick like, oh, we chopped the pizza with our kung fu fists, which probably
but no, their gimmick is like slavery. Slavery. It's bad. Their gimmick is child trafficking.
Oh man.
But Pizza Bear's got a new home now. They let him build up a little weight and then released him back into the wild. But now he doesn't get to eat pizza anymore.
It's funny because when I eat a bunch of pizza, and when they send me out, they don't make me a fucking house.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you kind of built your own house out of your own.
been wasted by my own petard, one would say.
Yeah, I would say that. You know what I would also say? I'd also say it's time for Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tunes.
Yeah.
And
Sonic.
There was some big news this week. There was we had the Supersonic the Weston Supersonic convention at the Weston Supermare.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced several things. So first of all, the Weston Supersonic, they had some announcements for some they had some announcements for some new figures that are coming for the 25th anniversary. And let's see, if you click that link, there's one that's like Sonic standing in some kind of ring thing. It's a 3D render, so it doesn't look particularly great. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's part of a diorama line.
Where do I find this?
Click the link, just scroll down, and you'll see the figure.
Okay.
And there's also going to be a silver figure at some point, too.
Cool.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah, Silver's okay. Oh, wait, now, oh, breaking K-Fall. No, he's the best. He's better than anything else.
He's not better than Sonic. Now, there is another... There's a problem I have with this convention, though. And it's the special guest that joined the show. It says there's great community names to respected industry artists. For example, iTunes' number one downloaded Sonic the Hedgehog podcast, The Sonic Show, was in attendance. Who the fuck are they? Who are you?
I am challenging you, you motherfuckers.
The Sonic Show?
It's like the just Sonic... exclusively Sonic, since you guys branch out to also pizza.
Well, we're the number one independent Sonic and
Yeah, we don't have any of this fucking corporate backing from Sega. We'd pay for our own flight out
there. Well, I don't think this was corporate. I think this was still.
Well, we're like indie in that kind of indie sense, whereas they're fucking corporate through and through.
They're like Arcade Fire, and we're like fucked up.
Yeah. I was going to say Death Grips, but...
We're like Death Grips.
Yeah, we're like the Death Grips of podcasts.
Russ, we got one of these album arts has to be one of our dicks.
That would be good.
With No Love Deep Web written on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Was it one of their dicks, or was it like a model dick?
No, that was the drummer's dick.
Oh, cool.
You didn't know that?
Hella. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was his dick.
The guy from Hella's dick, huh?
Yeah, that was his dick.
Had lots of, did it have lots of weird time signatures on it?
Yeah, it was all weird time signatures. It's very strange.
That's the worst joke. Sorry.
No, it's not. If the thing is, you couldn't tell from the picture, but if it was a video or something, you could tell that it was pulsing and throbbing in a weird time signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 5/4 or something.
OP, what do you have against the drummer from Death Grips / Hella's dick?
Oh, I just didn't like the pulsing throbbing that Alan mentioned.
You don't like the combination of the words pulsing and throbbing? What about moist?
I don't really care.
What about tumescent?
What about cum?
I don't like cum.
What about
ask him how he feels about feet.
I hate feet so much.
Oh, you're talking to the feet maniac here. Quentin Tarantino.
Which is also why I don't like Quentin Tarantino at all. He creeps me out.
Hey, there's nothing that can beat a good old feet, if you ask me.
Now, Russ, what do you do whenever you see a foot? What happens if you see some...
My mouth droops to the floor, and my cartoon wolf pops out of my mouth like a cuckoo clock, and he goes,
The foot stench picks Russ up by his nostrils.
Oh, man, and then it's some Stinky Pete at the end. I'm like, ugh.
Russ wanders through the mall, and the scent of Foot Locker just picks him up.
I always got confused at this store as a child because I was like, oh, it's going to be a locker filled with feet, my favorite. And then it was things that contained feet and hid feet. What a nightmare.
It's the opposite.
Mom, if you listen to us, I'm joking.
Now, if you think about it.
Oh, I hate my life and everything.
If you think about it, shoes are kind of like lockers for feet.
Yeah, if you think about it.
They lock your feet up.
Are you implying that shoelaces really are like foot shibari?
Yes, I'm saying that. Ah, yes, the shibari, the ancient Japanese art of rope bondage.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Erotic
shoe time. That one SpongeBob song.
Yeah.
We're running a little bit long here, Rusty.
We have been.
Oh, boy.
We never will not be at this point.
This show's just going to wind up being like a 3-hour show.
We're just going to wind up talking about Taskmaster again. Yeah, we're just going to start talking about Taskmaster.
Remember when Colossus got the power of Juggernaut?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that you compared me and Monty to Taskmaster.
I was trying to think of somebody who's very mercenary, and then somebody who's an unstoppable force.
Okay.
And I thought, like, that would be a weird pairing, as Taskmaster, who is kind of very mercenary, highly skilled but not necessarily big reach,
okay,
combined with somebody who's purely id and power combined.
Okay.
Does that make a little bit more sense? Because I like Deadpool, Wolverine, and I kind of like Deadpool, and I don't like either of these two fuckers, though. I kind of like Taskmaster. Okay. Taskmaster's pretty cool.
Taskmaster is pretty cool.
Yeah, Taskmaster is really cool. I take it back.
Remember how Taskmaster can watch video and fast forward, and then he can move real fast?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's cool.
Also, how he forgets important things like his family's names.
That's good.
Because he remembers how to punch real good.
That's what I wish I could remember.
You know what I wish I couldn't remember? Sonic Boom episode 42, Late Night Wars.
Oh boy, was this a nightmare.
Knuckles puts a trash can on his head.
And then he becomes a local celebrity.
Bonsai Buddy is just stumbling around. He's got a horny wolf man friend.
Bonsai Buddy is another less is more, you know, it's a prime lesson that less is more. If you lean too much on Bonsai Buddy, I've grown to hate him. Bonsai Buddy, I had faith and respect in it now.
He's a corpo sellout now.
Yeah, he's a corpo sellout. And, you know, we're in an independent podcast where the death grip of Sonic Pizza podcasts. And should I make that our new tag? We're the death grips of Sonic Pizza podcasts?
That's a new podcast. That's a new thing. I think Opie's Flatlander.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Maybe. No, I don't know who's Flatlander, actually.
Sonic Boom. Yeah, Sonic Boom. And then Eggman.
Eggman tried to get Knuckles, or he tried to sponsor Knuckles.
And then he sponsored Bonsai Buddy?
No, he sponsored Dave, that dude with the braces.
Yeah.
No. Dave sponsored Knuckles and put a thing on
but
his.
But it only lasted for a minute, and that wasn't a big deal.
And then Eggman attacked the studio, and.
Yeah. And then, like, Styx was there and used a boomerang to blow up robots.
I hate Styx. I'm sorry.
It was so bad. It was just so bad.
My life. I legitimately, like, I feel like there's a lot of suffering in my life, but little matches, like, the amount of hatred I have for Sonic Boom every week.
It's just so bad.
There was a line that Amy delivered that was fairly relatable. Something about worrying for the future or something
like
that.
Oh, she weeps for the future when she sees Knuckles with the trash can on.
Yeah, it's almost like the voice actress was trying to tell us something. Wink, wink.
Maybe. That happens, like, once a week. Man. They say something about how much they hate their lives, and we're like, yeah, same.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm not enjoying this.
It's bad. Oh boy. You know what? I think I got something that'll cheer you up.
Please and thank you. I need this.
Oh, I gotta not see this, because I want to guess what it is.
Okay, close your eyes.
Okay.
This week, my dude is Pad the Weasel.
Weasel. Is anything like Knack the Weasel?
Well, tell me what you think he looks like.
Oh, God.
Opie, you guess first.
Okay,
Pad the Weasel. I assume that he has a notepad and maybe he's a journalist, and let's say that he is green and maybe he has like a sweater vest on.
Okay, what do you think, Russ?
I think Knack the Weasel, but with more of a military theme than a cowboy theme.
Russ is closer. Click on the link and you see
God,
for yourself.
Yes, for the first
oh
time ever.
Oh my God, what is that?
He's red, he has a gun. He's
This guy looks like he fucking kills people.
The link at the top, the quote at the top, I don't have any bias. I'll decide what is right and wrong.
Oh my God, he's above the law. He's a vigilante.
He's a 17-year-old outlaw who travels with his friends Zane the Mongoose and Iris the Badger. They go around Mobius and do what they think is best. They're not aligned to any good or evil. They're known as the Outlaws. His nickname is Ironshot because he has two guns, which he crafted. They use custom bullets made out of iron. You know, because reasons. They work better than normal bullets.
I only see one gun.
Hey, listen. Don't think too hard about it. MST3K. You really should just relax on my
now,
fucking stupid fan character.
The only thing left on here is concept and creation. Pad was made by my brother, who currently has left the wiki. Thus, he gave him to me. I tried to make Pad a quote-unquote badass with guns. It didn't go so well, since I made him an 11-year-old boy. Yeah, I stuffed up back then. Before I decided to reboot my characters, Pad didn't receive any development whatsoever. So now that he's rebooted, I made him older than what I originally intended to be, and now he's not shirtless.
Oh, no. Why was he shirtless before?
I don't know why he's shirtless before. He's neutral.
That's badass, you know?
I guess so.
You take the shirt off, that means you're serious.
He's very strong, and then his younger brother. Let's see. He's okay fighting without the aid of weaponry. You can't just... While he's okay with that, you can't, just can't beat the feel of a weapon in your hand. He can make use of most weapons known to man, such as swords, bows, axes, and more, but his favorite are his two dual-wielding guns. He uses ammo that is made out of iron and made them himself, showing he has some mechanical skill. He also knows how to ride an X-gear, whatever that is. Let's see, trivia. He is quite the mechanic, being able to fix some vehicles. He gets his super strength from his father.
Okay.
His two guns have a weird system. You never see his guns unless he is using them. When not being used, they fold into little cubes that Pad can fit in his pocket. And then all caps, science stuff. Originally, Pad was Sam's younger brother. Now it's vice versa. In an alternate reality, he's an ally of the 43rd century freedom fighters. Okay?
Another 43rd century. Like, it's like Abel from X-Men, X-Force.
I mean, I guess. What's going on in the comments?
Cain Abel. Ugh.
How can anyone hate Sunshine? He doesn't like Sunshine.
Wait, what about vampires?
Yeah.
Wait, Love Live Sunshine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, he hates Dia or whatever.
He cannot. He's like, Nico for life. I'm like, it's all garbage.
He's like, oh, Dia and Ruby, I hate them.
I hope they kill each other. I'm like, yeah, me too.
I hope they all drown in the ocean now that they go to ocean school.
Ocean school? Wait, really?
They go to a school next to the ocean. That's what
I thought they went to a school about the ocean and they became mermaids or something.
One of them is a scuba diver.
That's good. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, one of them's a scuba diver. One of them's a horse rider that likes metal.
The thing I've noticed about the new Love Live is it's got a lot of beaches.
Yeah, yeah. They're next to the ocean.
Yeah. sorry.
Oh.
Can I just say something real quick? My favorite part of this character. I like that he says rebooted a lot. Like, oh yeah, you know, the pad franchise. Well, I rebooted it.
We need to take the pad IP, if you will. take it in a new direction. Next level.
Yeah. I liked how under the backstory header, it said coming soon.
Who knows what we could be learning about
Pad
the Weasel soon.
He's going to be coming soon. Is what it's saying.
Oh, no.
The pad's in a constant state of edging.
He edges. And the only way he can finish is if he shoots someone with his gun.
The bullets are actually made of his own solidified cum.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry, LP. Sorry, you're on our podcast.
Hey, is that what that one They Might Be Giants song is about? Sapphire Bullets, Pure Love?
Yeah.
Pure cum. You know what song I'm talking about? From Flood, right?
Yeah, no, I know the song. I was trying to think of another They Might Be Giants, but I've kind of fallen off the bad wagon with that.
Oh,
Don't Let Start is about edging.
Don't Let Start. Twisting in the Wind is probably about some kind of S&M. Hotel Detective, I don't know. Fingertips?
Fingertips about fingering.
It's about fingering.
Space fingering.
Yeah, space fingering. Let's see. What else is there?
Well, how else can we ruin They Might Be Giants for everybody?
I never listened to them.
Dr. Worm is about a penis.
Yeah, well, that's... come on.
I mean, come on. Right. Like, call me Dr. Worm. I like to play with cum.
Can't Keep Johnny Down is about an asshole. Just a guy who's an asshole. That's a good album. I like that.
I thought it'd be about, like, a dude that, like, has the opposite of erectile dysfunction.
Oh, he has a permanent... Yeah, you can't keep Johnny Down. He has a permanent boner, and you can't keep it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay. I'm into this now. Let's just talk about They Might Be Giants song that are about
I don't remember enough about They Might Be Giants.
Snowball in Hell is about snowballing.
I don't know what snowballing is anymore.
Snowballing is when somebody has cum in their mouth and they spit it into another person's mouth.
Don't Let Start. That was pretty good, right? Don't Let Start.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
What are the children albums about?
Let's
not touch those.
Science or something? They're all about science. I can't really riff on those.
Yeah.
Mammals, it's just called Mammaries.
I was trying to, like,
mammal
touch sacred ground and offend you, but you just took it farther than I
mean,
was.
I like they may be giants a lot, but not enough to not make porn jokes about them. I mean, I'd do that with anything. Hey, speaking of sacred ground, our fans, there's some sacred...
really?
Yeah, I get it. I like my fans. I like our fans. Even though they send us all cum questions this week.
Right when your brother's on, and we still made cum jokes, but...
Well, the first one isn't.
No, yeah. These aren't the cum ones. We got a bunch of other ones that were about...
Would you
on a pizza? Would you fuck a pizza?
Would
you guys eat cum?
Would you eat the pizza?
Would you eat the pizza if you came on it?
No.
Okay.
I don't like that white pizza. Sauce.
That's what the white sauce on the pizza is.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, I can't eat the pizza anymore.
Oh, Alan, you monster. You've become the monster you hated.
Oh, man. Rory asked, who's the biggest pizza lover in games besides Sonic?
Would you say Bonk?
I'd say Gex.
Well, Gex just loved grabbing boobies.
That's true. I think Gex eats a lot of pizza.
OP, were you ever terrified of Gex touching the boobies?
I vaguely remember Alan playing that, but I didn't.
I got. I was really afraid of that because Fat Man bought me that. I call my dad Fat Man.
Yeah, and our okay, and our mom does Grouch.
Is your dad a bomb removal agent?
Yeah, does he roller skate around and plant bombs everywhere? Kind of.
Yeah.
No. He farts everywhere. Does that
that counts as bombs, I guess.
Oh man, you guys! What's the greatest? Did he hide the bomb under himself?
In his butt.
How did this revelation just now come to light?
What do you mean?
What else? Is the rest of your family like, hey, it's my grandma, the end.
I wish we should call her the end.
Yeah. my whole family is named after Metal Gear Solid characters.
We should call our mom the Fury. She's mad all the time.
Yeah.
Alan will be the man on fire because this guy's always on fire.
Okay. Anyway,
I was trying to pay you a compliment.
Whatever. I don't care. Fuck off.
You're my bud, right?
No.
Not even now after 40 fucking episodes.
No business partner. Still.
Nah, I can't quit it. That's
maybe at 50.
Maybe at 50. Record,
maybe at 50. It's not gonna happen now. You've ruined it for me, OP.
No. What I was gonna say is, he bought me a copy of that Gex game. But on the cover of his Gex grabbing a pair of boobs and it's rated T for teen. And he got it for me when I was like 5 or 6. And I'm like, I thought I was going to get in trouble for playing it because I thought it was like the cops would come and bust me for playing this Gex game.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you were terrified of the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever hear the story of one time? It was like after the movie Pocahontas.
Oh, I already told Russ this.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can tell it again.
Well, Alan had just seen Pocahontas and he was like maybe
No. They didn't take me to go see it.
Oh, they didn't?
No, because they were afraid that I was going
to... Oh, yeah. Well, Alan discovered the
dog, and it was named Percy.
Yeah, the pug. And then they went to Walmart, and then Alan saw, like, a Percy toy, and he just started yelling out, pussy.
Because I couldn't say R's because I was 3.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I want pussy. And they wouldn't take me to Pocahontas. Now, the funny thing is... The funny thing is that whenever Monty goes to the store, he does that too.
Yeah,
but that's for different.
And how old is he? Like 20?
He's 22, like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift song, Taylor Swift, 22 by Taylor Swift.
Oh,
anyway, but I think Gex is a big pizza lover. Crash Bandicoot, maybe?
No, I don't. I think Crash Bandicoot's vegan.
Murray
from Sly Cooper, who was also in the episode of Sonic Boom. He was a bouncer for a club.
Do you think? Yeah, I think John Madden just likes all food, so he'd probably be into pizza pretty high. What about Ness from Earthbound?
Oh yeah, he likes pizza.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Saturn?
Mr. Saturn, I don't know. He's probably I don't know what he's doing.
Probably just like eats air.
Being a little pervert, that's what.
Oh, the little horny mustache man. I hate Mr. Saturn.
Little horny mustache man.
He's a little boy.
Oh, I hate him.
Ugh. Second question from Sam. What male Sonic character would you fuck?
Froggy.
Let's ask
Whoa, first. Froggy. He said Froggy.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Hey, Froggy's a frog. We don't know what gender it is. It could switch, right?
Technically frogs can, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. You never know.
You never know. So what if you're... Well,
I
that
can just
means,
assume that Froggy's
what's
a
your,
male.
What's your backup?
Big the Cat.
Okay. Why not Big the Cat first?
Oh, he big.
Would you rather fuck Duke Nukem or Big the Cat?
Duke Nukem. Nobody likes Duke Nukem.
Well, same voice actor.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, I don't care about Duke Nukem. I just know he likes pissing and like taking shits in alien toilets.
I don't know. I haven't played
enough.
Is that
his fetish? Is that his fetish that he likes to lay bricks in alien toilets?
Yeah.
I'm kind of into that, I guess.
I thought his fetish was the depravity and being a bad person.
I mean, it is kind of that.
Yeah.
That's why you should like him, because that's yours too.
I'm not that bad.
Maybe you are.
I also love that the guy who voices. Duke Nukem is John St. John.
It's oh, that's like, pretty. Oh, yeah.
So nice they named him twice.
Duke Even like Nukem, Saint. That's fucked up.
Yeah. He also, and you know what? Good on him for doing Big the Cat.
Yeah, Big the Cat. That's probably that atones for his sins.
He's still Duke Big the Cat, by the way. That's what's crazy about it.
Oh, you can never
Foggy.
Put me in Big the Cat.
Foggy.
It's just like when Sidorak chooses the Avatar,
you're
the Juggernaut.
You're really into Incinerac today.
I'm really into Sidorak today.
Oh, boy. Oy, boy. I thought you were just nice and comfy being Dormammu and Baron...
Dormammu.
Dormammu and Baron Dorbo or whatever, or whatever.
Baron Mordo, please.
Baron Dorbo. Dorkbo. Calling your daughter a dork.
Oh, that's okay.
What? Okay. You're letting your business partner shit all over Lenore?
She's Baron. She can handle herself.
That's true. She could probably whip me. As we've learned, she's left-handed, and that's... Left-handed people are naturally better fighters than right-handed people.
That's true.
Because they catch off guard.
Yeah. Want to handle the last question?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you guys say what Sonic character?
Oh, it's just Sonic. It's just Sonic. Come on.
I actually said Tails.
Oh, well.
I think there's too much expectation with Sonic.
Well, maybe he can't live up to it. I don't know.
Russ is just expecting it to be, just expecting it to disappoint anybody.
That's true. I myself am so universally disappointing. That and the over expectation of Sonic, I feel like when we would come together, we'd just nullify each
come
other.
Come together.
Yeah, when we would both came into each other.
How did you manage that at the same time?
Yeah. He's the number one blue speedster.
Oh, because he's so fast that he...
Yeah, exactly.
He can be two places at once?
Of course. Of course.
That's cool.
Oh boy, this podcast sucks. Illurchin asks which Sonic characters would kill baby Hitler.
Shadow.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shadow. Shadow wouldn't give two.
Who else? Eggman would, I guess. Would Eggman do it?
Eggman would assume Hitler's position.
Eggman would raise him to be like his son.
He'd adopt baby Hitler.
Yeah.
Knuckles, do you think Knuckles would do it? I think Knuckles would. I think Knuckles would kill baby Hitler.
Maybe.
What about Silver?
Yeah, what about Team Chaotix?
Espio might, Vector wouldn't, Charmy wouldn't.
I feel like Mighty the Armadillo is time traveling right now, which is why we don't see him anymore. I think he is on a space quest to kill baby Hitler.
You think he's unstuck in time?
I feel he is the Billy Pilgrim of the Sonic universe.
Okay.
And Eggman's developing Ice Nine as we speak.
Now what about the Babylon Rogues? Do you think they would...
The Babylon Rogues, I don't know what the fuck they're up to.
I don't know if any of them would kill baby Hitler.
I bet they're all dead, like in Philip K. Dick's Ubik. I read books, by the way. Did I mention that?
Oh, yeah. I guess. What about Rouge the Bat?
Rouge the Bat, I don't know if she'd feel like she had the jurisdiction, because, you know, she's a law-abiding agent, I bet.
No, she's not. She's a thief.
Yeah, she's not. I don't know.
I don't think she'd care. I don't think she's like,
she would seduce Eva Braun. That's so funny.
That's actually, she would probably do that. And that would, and without Eva Braun, Hitler wouldn't have, would like, be too sad to do anything.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man.
Maybe she'd kill Eva Braun.
Seduce her to death?
You know what's really fucked up is that Hitler's dogs were named Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh, God.
They were actually named Blondie and something else, but yeah. Whatever. And also, you know that mandrake that he always carried around with him?
The mythical creature, the root plant creature, the mandrake?
Hitler carried around a mandrake with him for a while because, you know, he was, like, weirdly into the occult. I learned this from National Geographic, of course.
Uh-huh.
He carried around a mandrake for a while. If you look really close to that mandrake, it looks an awful lot like a chow. Just saying.
Think about it.
Just saying.
Early VMUs.
The mandrake was storing some sort of information about his chow garden. Mystically.
His mystic chow garden.
Mystic chow garden.
Oh my god.
Ugh, I hate this. I hate that we talked about Hitler storing chow garden information inside of a mandrake.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You can talk about the mandrake if you want, if that makes you feel better.
Now, the mandrake. Who's the mandrake?
if you've read this already, it's too late.
Wait, what?
It's the mandrake.
Oh, the mandrake. I fucking hate your guts.
That's not that complicated.
I hate you.
If you're reading this, it's not too late. That was pretty good. Anyway.
I hate that. Now, what about the Mandarin, the classic Marvel character?
And his 10 rings?
Yeah, his 10 rings.
Isn't it Kroll technology? Is it Kroll or Skree?
I mean, Kree? I don't know. It's something weird like that. How do you feel about Fin Fang Foom?
Fin Fang Foom.
Is he the
rival of Iron Fist?
No, Fin Fang. Actually, I think he is. He's the dragon alien.
Ooh, cool.
He's a giant dragon alien called Fin Fang Foom. He might be from another dimension. I can't remember.
That's always good. No, it says here he's big with Iron Man, apparently.
Fin Fang Foom is?
Yeah, well, when I looked it up, it said, when I was Googling it, it immediately said, Fin Fang Foom, Iron Man.
That's fucked up. Iron Man had a bunch of weird bad guys.
Iron Man, didn't Iron Man stink for the majority of his history?
Pretty much.
And now that he's the most popular character, he's...
I mean, he fought the Mandarin, a guy with magic rings. What is that even supposed to mean?
Well, it was alien technology. I think it was...
But they were magic rings.
Kree.
I mean, it's like Green Lantern rings.
I know. I never liked Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern's just a fucking space cop. I hate it.
I know. Yeah, fucking coppers.
Ugh. The Paul Blart of the Justice League.
Yeah, that's Kilowog. Kilowog is definitely the Paul Blart of the Green Lantern Corps.
Kilowog sounds fucking shady. I don't know.
He's a fucking pig man. I hate him.
Hey. Can't trust...
I mean, he's double a pig man because he's also a cop. Think about it.
It's like a enemy in the Duke Nukem franchise.
Oh, I hate it.
Anyway, speaking of I hate it, I hate this podcast. I'm glad to see it go.
What's that? What's your famous quote, Russ?
What's my famous quote?
I hate this podcast. I hate what it does
it's done to me. I hate what you've done to me.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you've done, Alan, do you have any big plugs?
Same as always, follow the podcast at HogcastSD on Twitter, at ActionAlan on Twitter. Oh, and also this week, you can still use hogcast.podbean.com, but also hogcast.com.
Ooh, is it a redirect or is it their full blown brand new?
I mean, it's both links should work fine,
mm-hmm, yeah,
but it's, it's the same website, same domain.
Sweet.
I had Podbean redirected. It's some stupid. I had to fiddle with some dumb DNS thing. It's dumb. I don't know how it works, but I got it working.
So hogcast.com,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Russ, what about you?
Pissgoblin on Twitter.
Opie has a Twitter, but I don't think he uses it, so whatever.
I'll follow you, Opie. Come on.
I blocked him because he almost gave Monty my address.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Come on.
Yeah,
no, I thought I did.
Oh, you did?
No.
But it's this address, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't know my actual
address. I don't know your address.
He keeps it secret.
Nobody knows.
Not even the President of the United States of America.
Obama tries to mail.
It's called remember Cypher.
Remember the time Monty called me at 3 in the morning to ask if people mailed Obama their cum?
Cypher.
And you wanted us to say something nice about Monty earlier.
We should say something nice before we end the show.
About Monty or just in general?
How about just in general?
Just say something nice.
It was nice to be on the show after asking several times, and then I just stopped asking.
Yeah, so, that's the trick. You got to stop asking, and then
thanks for that.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
The patient. I want to say ice cream's pretty good. It's not as good as pizza.
Yeah, I haven't had that in a while.
What about if you put pizza on ice cream or ice cream on pizza?
How would you put pizza on ice cream?
You could crumble it up and put it on.
I don't want to say it'd be bad because you can put like chocolate chip cookies on top of pizza and it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
What is a dessert pizza?
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's like nothing. That's like.
What if it was what if you had a cookie, like a big cookie, and you layered ice cream on top of it, like the cheese?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you just put some sort of toppings, like, I don't know, like some kind of candies.
Crushed Oreos,
some kind of candies. For
gummy bears?
Toppings.
Oh, not gummy bears. I don't like ice cream combined with, like gummy cheese worms stuff.
Oh, I do, because it makes it even tougher.
Yeah.
You like that tough. You like to gnaw.
I love to gnaw on things.
You love to gnaw.
Oh, boy, I love to gnaw.
You know what, I'm going to change mine from ice cream to gnawing. I love just
good.
Getting up to a cactus and just rubbing.
Do you ever have the feeling like that sort of tingling in your jaws, like you need to go gnaw on something?
Yeah, of course, because I'm worried about my long teeth extending into my brain.
Oh, like they're angry beavers.
Yes, I am one of the. Did you didn't know I was one of the angry beavers? I was the annoying one.
Now are you Dag or Norbert?
I think it was Norbert. Honestly,
Norbert's
they're
the lesson.
They were both. They were not that angry. They were more just annoying.
They're more horny.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.